Our final article this month celebrates a fashion essential, the T-shirt. From a humble piece of underwear, the T-shirt has probably become the most ubiquitous garment in world history. Listen to the article, then answer the short quiz after.
Male underwear. The first time that the word T-shirt appears in print is in 1920, in F. Scott Fitzgerald's generation-defining bestseller, This Side of Paradise. By then, it had become a common piece of clothing for American men. But you won't see any T-shirts in photographs of the period, because nobody would have worn one in public. Why? Because today, we are all wearing what originated as a piece of underwear.
Sex object. No movie star has ever debuted with as much sexual magnetism as the young Marlon Brando. In the 1951 movie, A Streetcar Named Desire, he exploded into popular culture, playing a rough, working-class man who destroys his sister-in-law's facade of gentility. By the standards of the time, he is only half-dressed for most of the movie, wearing a tight, white T-shirt that complements his muscular physique. Streetcar instantly established Brando as one of cinema's greats, but it was his T-shirt that really hit the big time.
Rock Revolution. By the early 1970s, while many bars and restaurants would still not admit someone wearing a T-shirt, they were firmly established as part of the youth uniform for boys and girls. Thanks to rock music, the neutrality of the original white T-shirt was replaced by tribal identity, as fans began wearing shirts of all colors, printed with the logos and tour dates of their favorite bands. More than just mass-produced clothing, the T-shirt was now a way to express your specific tastes and personality.
Make a statement. It was a small but revolutionary step. If it was okay to wear a T-shirt advertising a rock band, why not wear one advertising you? In the 1980s, the streets were suddenly full of people wearing T-shirts emblazoned with messages of every kind, from political opinions like Stop Acid Rain to jokes and personal life philosophies. They were effectively the tattoos of the period, but with one important difference. It wasn't a problem if you changed your mind.
The Eco T-shirt. Today, in the era of fast fashion, more than 2 billion T-shirts are sold every year. They're cheap because the fiber quality is not nearly as good as it was 20 years ago, and they rapidly lose their shape. Also, while cotton production only uses 2.5% of agricultural land worldwide, it accounts for a massive 25% of pesticides. So, if you want to help the environment, it could be worth paying more for a good quality organic T-shirt that will last you many years and truly make a personal statement.
Ready for our short quiz now? 3 questions starting now. 1. What was the first appearance of the T-shirt in a major Hollywood film?
A. 1939's The Wizard of Oz, Le Magicien d'Oz. B. 1955's Rebel Without a Cause, La Fureur de Vivre. C. 1951's A Streetcar Named Desire, Un Tramway Nommé Désir.
Difficult one, this. The answer is A, The Wizard of Oz. Before Streetcar Named Desire appeared in cinemas, green T-shirts with the name Oz written on them appeared in 1939's The Wizard of Oz. 2. What branch of the U.S. military first wore T-shirts?
A. The Air Force. B. The Army. C. The Navy.
The answer is C. By 1905, the U.S. Navy started giving out white cotton shirts with short sleeves that were designed to be worn under their uniform. It was soon adopted by other forms of the military. And finally, 3. The Guinness World Record for the most T-shirts ever worn is...
A. 136 B. 260 C. 191
The answer is B. 260. In 2019, Ted Hastings from Ontario, Canada, wore 260 T-shirts starting with size medium and finishing with size 20X.